now, Mrs. Lane, our teacher, said. But I can't get a new one if I don't give one back, he wailed. I was standing behind Jason at the end of the line. This was the third time that day he'd cried. The first time was when he broke his favorite pencil. The second time was when Harold called him a crybaby. Why can't I go back? Jason whined. I'll be quick. Jason wasn't fast about anything except crying. But I was fast. The problem was getting caught. If a teacher sees you running in the halls, you're sent straight to the office. But could anyone see me running in my purple sneakers? Was I too fast to see? There was only one way to find out. I sped off around the corner. Just my luck, Mr. Hadley, the assistant principal, was in the hall with Mrs. Connor, the principal. I took a chance and zoomed right past them.
Did you hear a buzzing sound? Said Mr. Hadley.
Just for a moment, with a wisp of smoke, I heard Mrs. Connor say.
Zoom, zoom, zapato! I made it to our classroom, grabbed Jason's book, and got back in the library line before Jason finished wiping his eyes.
My book, he called. How'd you get it?
Part of me wanted to say, hey, I have magic sneakers and I can run faster than any kid on Earth. The other part of me knew my zapato power had to be a secret. How could I be a superhero if everyone knew where my power came from?
I saw you forgot it, so I brought it for you, I said, handing the book over.
Thanks!
I know it's not the same as saving someone from a burning building, but it felt good to see Jason smile, and it felt good to know that I could run through the school right past the principal, and all she would see was a puff of buzzing smoke. My next chance to help someone came when we got back from the library. Maria remembered she'd left her lunch at home.
I don't like meatloaf, she crossed her arms and pouted. Why did I forget my lunch on meatloaf day?
I raised my hand like a rocket. Can I go to the bathroom? Even though Mrs. Lane was pretty strict, she said yes. Ever since Justin had an accident, Mrs. Lane always said yes to the bathroom.